From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. While the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid expansion have been the topics du jour in recent weeks, one of the most overlooked aspects of healthcare in the state of Missouri may be oral health. In 2012, the Pew Charitable Trust issued report cards for all 50 states regarding access to dental health. Missouri received a grade of C. However, there are signs things may be changing. For one, the state brought back the position of dental health director this past January after a 10-year hiatus. The state appointed Dr. Ray Storm, who ran his own dental practice for 32 years in St. Peters, Missouri. I spoke with Dr. Storm about what might be next for the state's oral health care policy and what had brought about his recent appointment after so much time.
Well, it actually came about by way of the Missouri Coalition for Oral Health. And really, for the state of Missouri, it was extremely important to have leadership in the role of oral health.
And what are your responsibilities in the role of dental director? Do you have an oral health agenda you'd like the state to be working on?
Well, I have an oral health agenda, but really my role is in the form of leadership. My role is as a person who brings the profession of dentistry into the state government, and I'm here available to answer questions and give guidance when oral health issues come up.
The department has recently received a federal grant to implement a dental sealant program in high-need areas.
Mm-hmm.
How will that expand on the state's current preventive services program?
We're actually going to be working through FQHCs, federally qualified health centers, as well as rural health centers, and they will actually be providing the sealant programs for the target groups that we're looking at. Sealants are one of the main ways of preventing tooth decay in our population. The PSP program will continue on. It's an excellent program. It's an outreach program for education of children, providing a screening for the children, as well as applying fluoride varnish. So it's two different separate programs. And with the sealant program doesn't eliminate the PSP program, they'll both be continuing.
The grant also expands a loan repayment program for dentists who agree to practice in high-need areas. So How important is loan reimbursement to getting these dentists to move to these areas of the state where there is the greatest need?
Well, I think the state has tried different things to try to get dentistry moved into the dental deserts of our state, the areas where we do not have proper coverage. And so this is a try to stimulate or entice new dentists to come into areas of high need.
What are some of the things that Missouri should be concerned with right now when it comes to oral health?
Education. Education is probably the mother lode of oral health in general. And we can educate in all areas from the womb to the grave. Each area and each age has their own needs orally, and through education, we can actually change how healthy our Missourians are.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.